Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Experience travel the way it's meant to be. Fully guided and extraordinary.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Well, Johnny Murphy is a former rugby player. He played for Ulster and Connacht, but he had to retire from rugby because of post-concussive syndrome. Johnny is from a tight-knit family in County Down. His mum and dad and younger sister are huge supporters, but it's in the kitchen of his grandparents' house that Johnny comes into his own. You might know him from Instagram, where he's hundreds of thousands of followers, as the Hungry Hooker, where he posts videos of his bakes, along with Nanny Mamie and Granddad Alfie. Well, Johnny has a gorgeous new cookbook out called Bakes and Wee Treats, and he and Nanny Mamie join me now. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
It's a gorgeous book, which we'll talk to you about in a moment, Johnny. But look, you played hooker in rugby, hence the Hungry Hooker title. Tell me a bit first, do you mind, Johnny, about having to retire from rugby and turning to baking?
It was all very fast now, which sort of is a blessing and a curse. It didn't really have time to think about it, but I always would have baked when I was younger with my nanny. She would have looked after me and my sister over the school holidays, and it was always sort of a little passion probably from there. And I made things for the guys in Connacht. There was a coffee morning for Galway Hospice, and I brought a few bits in, and a few of them were like, oh, who made these? And in not so many words that told me to get away, I didn't do it. And if it just sort of became a thing where I brought stuff in the tough training days for the coffee room, and they always said, like, whenever you finish, you should give it a rattle. And literally, you know, one day I had a chance to go to France to play, which was a Monday, and then the Tuesday I was advised to stop, and it all happened very quickly. And I just threw myself into it and started a little wholesale bakery in Galway, and the page just got a lot of traction from wee recipe videos I was doing. It was my sister said, you know, to essentially try and sell more buns to do it and get a bit of traction. And lo and behold, a year later I was moving back home and the page had about 100,000 followers, and the next minute was 2, and it just all snowballed very quickly, and it evolved into something completely different. And I just couldn't be more thankful and grateful, because it's the people that follow and that enjoy it sort of have made it happen.
Was it difficult, Johnny, initially to stop playing altogether? I suppose not to be able for you to choose when you wanted to retire.
Look, I'll be honest, I probably would have, you know, ran to the wheels fell off, which probably isn't the best thing. I think whenever you do something for so long, it becomes your normal day-to-day in your life. And, you know, I played rugby from a very young age, but when I was taking it very seriously, it was probably 15 years of my life. And then overnight, it just stops. I probably distracted myself from it with the bacon, you know, and the work, and just sort of consume myself by other things, which in the time solves it, but down the line it's not the right thing to do. And I learned that, and I've always struggled through life with, you know, my mental health and things like that, and at a young age didn't really know what it was and got help. And but as much as you don't want those struggles, it probably shaped me in a way, you know, where I'm very grateful and I have the tools, and I have that compassion for others in a way that, you know, having those tough times, you know, it's not nice, but you learn a whole lot from it, and I feel like you appreciate life a lot more. I did a bit of work with a guy, and he said your emotions and feelings are a bit like a beach ball. You know, the further you push them down in the water and keep pushing them down, and then eventually it has to come up, and the further the ball is down, the higher the, you know, the release and the outcome is after that, and it's harder, you know, to bring it back to normality. So I'd say that's something I've learned over the past 3 years or so, and just throughout my whole life, really.
That's such a great description. And, you know, on your Instagram, I find, even with the new book, you're very open, Johnny, and a lot of people get help from you being so open about your own anxiety and your own depression. I mean, you do want to help people, don't you?
Yeah, well, to be honest, if you asked me, I'd say maybe 4 years ago, I never thought I'd be talking about this stuff, never mind having a platform to do it. Yeah, I obviously had that struggle, and just probably my mum and dad, maybe my sister and one of my best friends, Clark, would have known. Like, even recently I put a video up and my nanny said someone, she knew you had mentioned it, and my nanny didn't really know the extent of it. And I think, not that I was ashamed of it, I didn't want to put that on others, but then again, a problem shared is a problem halved. And, you know, it sort of happened by mistake, in a way, sharing that. And it's crazy the amount of people that have reached out, you know, sharing their struggles, and even doing that in itself is a massive step for someone. And, you know, I think if me being vulnerable on something like social media or in person helps another person, I think it's a privilege to do that.
Mamie, you're there beside your beautiful grandson. Were you surprised, Mamie, to hear him being so open and about his depression and anxiety?
I was surprised because I really didn't know the extent of what he was going through. Mm-hmm. He would come home, you know, on weekends or whenever he had time, but he just always seemed to be the same to me. He never talked about it, which was, you know, when I found out, I thought he should have talked to me about it, but he probably just couldn't do it.
Yeah. But look, did you teach him everything he knows, Mamie, about cooking?
I'll answer. I feel like she's taught me the majority of the stuff I know. Like my grandma might claim that he does. It's funny, like when I was living away or when I was younger, it would always be my grandma would say, oh, we made this or we made that, and he doesn't make anything. He might get a cup of tea out of him. But
I noticed, Mamie, on the videos that you and your husband, Johnny's granddad, you call him Jonathan. Is he always Jonathan in your home?
Yes.
It's like Johnny Sexton. His mum calls him Jonathan.
Yes. No, we always did that. You know, I don't mind anybody calling him Johnny. But, you know, it's just a thing when they're small, you didn't want them to have a nickname. But, you know, I don't mind.
I've been called a whole lot worse than Johnny.
And listen, you mentioned you started, obviously, baking in Galway there, Johnny. But was it about the time your Uncle Nigel died, your decision to return home to County Down? Was that where you went, why you went back?
It all happened sort of within about 2 weeks, I would say. I had to retire, and then, fortunately, my uncle passed away. So there was a lot going on. And obviously, it was a tough time for everyone, especially my nanny and granda. Life's not meant to go that way. I saw a big change in my nanny and granda, which was hard for them. And I'm not speaking for my nanny, but I felt she felt like she couldn't enjoy herself in a way, or, you know, obviously she was mourning, but didn't want to think that, oh, you know, Mamie's out doing this or she's out for the day, where, you know, my uncle would only love that and be looking down happy. And then it would have been that November, my nanny and granda came down to Galway for a few days. We had a lovely time, and I felt like I saw a bit of a change in them. And then I might have been home every, you know, 3-4 weeks just for a weekend, and I would have asked, oh, will you show me your soda flour recipe or potato bread recipe or just any recipes that would be like very close to home. And a month or two later, when I was working in the wee wholesale bakery, you know, it was just me and four walls, which was a big change to what I was used to. So I would have called pretty much every day and chatted away, and it was her being like, oh, you're home this weekend, yeah, do you want to make this, do you want to make that? And it was near enough like the tides were changing in a way, and, you know, I don't think you ever get over that type of stuff. But I can see a big change in them, so I feel like it's benefited both of us.
I love your Instagram videos and posts. People should click onto them actually and watch them, because there was a dispute over the cover for the book, wasn't there, Mamie? You're on the back cover, but you're Jonathan. He wanted you in the front cover, but you put your foot down, didn't you?
I did. It was his book. It was all his hard work.
I don't know about that.
It was. You did all the videoing and all that.
I know. I think, obviously, there's a lot of moving parts to anything in life. And, you know, if from a young age, if I wasn't, you know, begging with my nanny, none of this would have happened. And with, you know, her showing me recipes and just like the whole dynamic, it never would have happened. And that's like one of the reasons why I dedicated the book to her. Grandparents as a whole should be celebrated. Mm-hmm. You know, they're so special. So I would have loved to have had her on the front cover. But there's a hierarchy, so I have to fall into line. She's the boss.
And listen, Alfie, the granddad, right? He's a total character. Tell us about your grandfather, Alfie. And I love his comments on what you bake.
Oh, no. What you see is what you get. If he doesn't like it or if he does, he'll tell you. And it's funny, like, he might be, he'd just be like, oh, that's fine, but in our house, that's a big compliment. He's just himself, and like, I love that, and he's so content, and it's probably something, you know, I strive to you know, be in the future. It's so lovely seeing them, and like, I've learnt a lot from both of them, and I couldn't be more thankful, really.
Now, Johnny, you have to explain 15s to me. It's a real northern thing. What's a 15?
It's very simple, to be honest. It's basically, you get your digestives, your marshmallows. Traditionally, it's cherries, but I have a mate, Connor Carey. He doesn't like cherries, so there's a chocolate alternative there. And then your condensed milk, and basically, you know, crush and chop and mix that all up, and you roll it in some desiccated coconut and slice it. And it sounds very, you know, simple, but once you try it, you'll understand. You know, I lived away in England for a year and then Galway, and anytime I made it, the lads were like, what are these? And it sort of, it turned into a bit of a thing, and I joke with my nanny, being like, you know, we need to take these worldwide. You know, I think it's just those sort of recipes across the whole country. You know, there's little pockets everywhere have their own little, you know, niche or recipes, and even little variations on the same thing. And there are things that should be celebrated, and that's something that I really wanted to do with the book. You know, just the good homely traditional stuff is really hard to beat, and it's something I think we should probably celebrate more and enjoy.
No, I love it. I have your book in front of me, and I'm not a great cook, but it's kind of really accessible, Johnny. It's lovely. Now, listen, when you were doing this book, filming the baking videos, putting the book together, you also got a law degree through the Open University, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well done, so, you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was something I sort of did in the background whilst I played and finished off. Obviously, the team at Rugby Players Ireland are great, and Deirdre Lyons, who I worked with at the time, you know, their sort of tagline is more than a player. You know, rugby unfortunately doesn't last forever, and they really push to try and find the things that you love and enjoy, and what, you know, a career after the sport. And I did that part time in the background. Now, it did take me about 6 or 7 years to get done, but we got there, and it's something, you know, I'll have, you know, to fall back on. I don't know how this new sort of unintended path is going to go. Also, every day is a school day, as you know, cliche as that sounds, and learning is only it's another string to your bow.
And Mamie, do people ever mention the videos and the crack between yourselves and Johnny?
Well, everywhere we go, we meet somebody, and somebody stops and talks to us and tell us how much they enjoy it. And all the village people, you know, where we live, stops Alfie out walking the dog and telling him how much they enjoy it.
That's Donna Cloney, isn't it, Mamie?
Yeah.
Finally, Johnny, you're very open, and you've even been saying this interview how important Mamie and Alfie are to you. Explain to me how you feel about having that bond with the two of them.
I think I always had a close bond with them, you know, from a young age, and then I was away for a number of years. You know, I got home every couple of months, but I always would have been up there. And I think, obviously, there's just a bond between grandkids and grandparents is very special. And like I've said it before, like, I don't see them as my grandparents. I nearly see them as best friends in a way. Yeah, no, I'm very, very lucky to have them. You know, I think we can look up to that generation. You know, they went through a lot, and their knowledge and just sort of life experiences is something that I think we can all sort of, you know, cling on to and learn from. I couldn't be more thankful, really, to be honest.
We are very proud of Jonathan, Miriam, and I would like to say that I have three other grandchildren, you know.
Yeah.
I just want them to know that I'm proud of them as well.
What are their names? So we give them a shout out, Mamie.
James.
Yes.
Louise and Emma. Jonathan's the oldest.
I'm the old head.
And the best cook, Mamie.
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, Johnny and Mamie, thank you so much for joining me today. You have a beautiful relationship. Bakes and Wee Treats by you, Johnny Murphy. At The Hungry Hooker on Instagram is published by Ebury. And Johnny, Nanny Mamie and Grandad Alfie are all going to be in Dubray, Grafton Street at 3 p.m. today to sign books and to share some home-baked treats with customers. Johnny and Mamie, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you
very much.